And so he just runs the fish again. So it's four. Shoshana bas necha gittel, Chanaliba bas necha gittel, and Adina bas sheva bas necha gittel. This shir is based on the Sefer She'erus Yosef of Harav HaGaon Rav Shlomo Orman Zatzal, Chelek Zayin Simen Nun Hei, and the topic is Horas Navi Lavor Al Divrei Torah. The Rambam says in the ninth parak of Yisodi HaTorah Lecha Aleph that if a person comes from the Jews or from the Goyim, does a miracle, a sign, and says that God told him to add or subtract a mitzvah from the Torah permanently, you're not allowed to listen to him, he's a Navi Sheker, because he's coming to contradict the Navu of Moshe. However, if the Navi comes, and we know that he's a Navi, know the Lanu Shehu Navi, he's a Navi Muchzuk, and he's already proven himself, and he tells us to be over the Fisha, like Eliyahu and Har Carmel, that it's only temporarily, you should listen to him unless it's Avodah Zarah. Har Carmel was outside the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless they were a makor of a carbon. So you see that the Fisha, you're allowed to go against the Torah and listen to the Navi to go against the Torah. Only if we know that he's a Navi Muchzuk. This makor that you need a Navi Muchzuk is from a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pei Tes Amid Beis, Muchzuk Shiny. Otherwise the Gemara says, how did Yitzchak listen to Avraham Avinu or Har Moriah? And how were people Somich and Eliyahu and Navi and Har Carmel to bring Shchut Echutz? So it must be that Muchzuk is different. And that it's Lefisha is okay. It's because it says in Yevamos, Elof Tishmon, Tzadi Amid Beis, that you should, Pasuk says you should listen to a Navi, even if he tells you to be over Alachas Mikol Mitzvah Torah, like Eliyahu and Har Carmel, like all Lefisha, Shemalo. You should listen to him if he tells you to be over on one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, as long as it's only Lefisha. Tosfos in Sanhedrin writes that it's mashma that Eliyahu was misnabi b'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since he's muchzuk and he's saying a prophecy in the name of God, you have to listen to him. But Tosfos says, if that's the case, then what's the kashin Yevamos? V'ligmar minei, says the Gemara in Yevamos Sadi Amid Beis, why don't we learn from Eliyahu Anavi? What's the kasha learn from Eliyahu Anavi? He was al pi adibur. Tosfos says that they're medactic from the Lashon of the Braisa. It says Hakol Lefisha. It's mashma as long as it's Lefisha, because if it's al pi adibur, what does it matter if it's Lefisha or not? And it says in the Braisa that it has to be for mashma kol mipnei tzorech hashah. It has to be for a temporary need. But if it's al pi adibur, what does it matter whether it's a temporary need or not? Even if it's not a temporary need, as long as it's al pi adibur, God is telling you now, as a one-time thing, you should be over on Avera, you should listen to him. But the mashmos of the Gemara is that it's only if it's tzorech hashah. If it's for the needs of the time. But if it's al pi adibur, it doesn't matter whether it's for the needs of the time or not. So Ela Bevada concludes Tosfos, it's talking about a Navi Sha'asa Midaito. Can't be Al Pi Adibur. If it's Al Pi Adibur, it doesn't have to be Lefi Tzorech HaShah. So it must be talking about a Navi that did Midaito. A Navi who Midaito said to be over on the Torah. He listens here with a big Chiddush in Tosfos. That you're listening to a Navi to be over on Divrei Torah, even if he doesn't say his Nevuah B'Shem Hashem. And so writes Tosfos Yishanim in Yevamos Sadi Amid Beis that Lefisha is Machma, even Shalo B'mitzvahs HaMakom. However, Tosfos says that it's Machma in the Psukim that Eliyahu HaNavi was acting Al Pi Hashem. Ukidvarcha Asisi. Rashi there says, Ukidvarcha Asisi Shekrafti B'shas Isser Bamos. So it's like your words. Kitvarcha Asisi. I'm listening to you. So the shita then of one opinion in Tosfos and Rashi is that it was Dafkal Pi Hashem. So you see a machlokas here, whether it has to be Al Pi Hadibur or not Al Pi Hadibur. according to one opinion in Tosis and Rashi, Eliyahu Hanavi was makrib dafka pi adibur, God told him. And according to another opinion, even if the Navi, the Eliyahu wasn't al pi adibur, and even if the Navi tells you to be over an Isser, shelo al pi adibur, you still listen to him as long as it's only a one-time thing. What's the sheet of the Rambam? The Rambam says, like Rashi and one Teretz of Tosfos, there in Yisodei HaTorah, that it was Dafka al pi adibur. So the Minchas Chinuch talks about this in Mitzvah Tavkuf Tezayin, and Lecha Mishnah talks about this. So we have a Machlokas in the Rishonim whether it has to be al pi adibur or not. The Yerushalmi and Tainis Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, and in Megillah and Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, asks how Eliyahu was Makrif B'Shas Isser Habamos, when you weren't allowed to have a Mizbech outside, you make your own private altar. So how was Eliyahu Navi Makrif? So the Yerushalmi answers, like the Rashi and the Rambam, that Amrav Simlai, that it's based on the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God told him to. However, in the Bavli learns differently. The Bavli says that we darsh him from the pasuk of Elif Tishmon, even if he tells you to be over on one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, like Eliyahu on Har Carmel, you should listen to him. And the Gemara in the Bavli doesn't ask like the Yerushalmi how he was makriv b'shas iser bamos, and the Gemara doesn't answer that he was al pi adibur. So it could be that the Bavli is tak arguing with the Yerushalmi, that the Bavli holds Elof Tishmon, you should listen to him even if it's not al pi adibur, and the Yerushalmi says it was dafka al pi adibur. Rambam writes in the second parak of Mamre Melacha Dalet that if the Sanhedrin sees that lefishah they have to mevatel mitzvah esse or over an alosase k'dei lahachzir rabim ledas, they're allowed to. See here also, as a temporary measure, the navi is allowed to paskin on his own, even shelo al pi adibur, to be over alachas in mitzvah satorah. So it could be that it's a machlokas bavli in Yerushalmi. However, the truth is, we have to understand the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks on Eliyahu, how is Eliyahu makriv b'shas iser habamos? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Peites Amid Beis in the Bavli says that a buchsuk is different, because otherwise Avram Avinu and Har Moriah, how did Yitzchak listen to him? Eliyahu and Har Carmel, how are they somich on him to do shchutei chutz? So the pircha is not on Avram and Eliyahu, it's on Yitzchak and Am Yisrael. So in the Yerushalmi the kasha is, how did Eliyahu himself do it? And in the Bavli the kasha is, how did the Jews listen to him? So it's mashman in the Bavli that it was the Jews who did it. So what's going on over here? Which one is it? So maybe we can say that we say that you could be over al divrei Torah b'toras nevuah, the Navi has to follow his nevuah even if he's not a muhsuk, because he heard from Hashem, and it's only a nevuah for others that you need a Navi muhsuk. If you hear it yourself, so what do you need to be a Navi muhsuk for? You know you heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you're telling other people for for that, you have to be a Navi Muchsa, because why should they listen to you? If unless you're a Navi Muchsuk, they're not going to listen to you. So now we understand very well that the Pircha, the Kash, and the Gemara and Sanhedrin was for Yitzchok and Am Yisrael. How did they listen to the Nevuah of Avraham and Eliyahu? How did Yitzchok listen to Avraham? How did the Jewish people listen to Eliyahu? And for the Gemara, Muchsuk Shaini. Since Avram and Eliyahu were muchzakim, the others, Yitzchak and Klal Yisrael respectively, could listen to them. Masha Enkein, Avram and Eliyahu themselves, they heard the Nevuah from Hashem, and they were supposed to follow it, even if they're not a muchzak. So in the Bavli, since the Bavli is wondering about Klal Yisrael, how they listened to Eliyahu, the Bavli was forced to answer because he's a muchzuk. But if the kasha would have been an Eliyahu, you wouldn't have had to come on to muchzuk, because Eliyahu would have to listen even if he's not a muchzuk. And there's a raya for this in Zvachim Kuf Yotes Amid Beis. About Manoach, who wasn't a Navi Muchsuk, but he was Makriv B'Sha'as Isser HaBamos. Because he heard it himself. So the klal is that if a Navi gets a Nevuah himself to be over in Dvar Torah, even if he doesn't have the status of being a Navi Muchsuk, he should follow it. Just other people shouldn't listen to him unless he's a Navi Muchsuk. Now, the shaila of whether a Navi is permitted to be over on Divrei Torah me'atzmo, when he didn't hear it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no chiluk between a Nevuah la'atzmo and a Nevuah la'acherim. And if he's allowed to be more la'atzmo la'avral Divrei Torah korasha, he's also allowed to be Mora L'Acherim. And if he's usher to be Mora L'Acherim, he also can't be Mora L'Atzmo. When we're dealing with Al Pi HaDibur, there's a difference between yourself and others. But when we're dealing with a Psak, it's going to be the same way. If it's Lo Al Pi HaDibur, if it's the Navi himself talking, then it doesn't matter whether it's himself or others, his law is going to be the same. If he didn't hear it, mipi hadibur, so we have to say that if it's a nevuah la'atzmo, if he can listen himself, then he can also paskin for others. And if he can't paskin for others, then he also can't follow it himself. That's when we're talking about a nevuah that doesn't come to him from above. When he's not paskening al pi hadibur. So since that's the case, we can understand the Yerushalmi very well. The Yerushalmi asked on Eliyahu, how was he makriv b'shas iser habamos? Because in the havamin of the Yerushalmi, Eliyahu Hanavi didn't get the call from on high. This wasn't in avu al pi hadibur. That's in the havamin. So then the Gemara asks, how is Eliyahu being makriv b'chutz? He wasn't told by Hashem. He was deciding it on his own. And since he was deciding it on his own, then what right does he have to listen to himself? A Navi can't paskin himself to be over on Divrei Torah. And then the Gemara's teretz is that Hashem told him. But without that Nevuah al-Pi HaDibur, then in Achinami, Eliyahu himself would not have been allowed to. So it would come out then that a Navi who paskins himself, if it's not Al Pi HaDibur, then nobody's allowed to listen to him. So when we're talking about paskining yourself, so then it doesn't matter whether it's for you or for others. You're not allowed to listen. And therefore the Gemara's teretz was that it was Al Pi HaDibur. The Bavli had another assumption. The Bavli was already built on the Yerushalmi that it was Al Pi HaDibur. So the assumption of the Bavli was that Hashem told him. So if Hashem told him, then the kasha is not an Eliyahu. The kash is on the Jewish people. If Hashem didn't tell him, then the kash is even on Eliyahu. How is he mutter? How is it mutter for him to paskin for himself to be over on Divrei Torah? That's the Yerushalmi. But in the Bavli, that's in the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says Eliyahu Navi himself. How is he makriv b'shas iser habamos? So the reason we're asking about Eliyahu Navi himself is because we don't yet know that it was Al Pi HaDibur. So since it was Alpi himself, it was his own psak, so how is he allowed to be makriv b'shas iser habamos? You're not allowed to paskin not Alpi HaDibur, and the teretz is Alpi HaDibur. And then the Bavli is going with that assumption. Oh, it was Alpi HaDibur. So if it was Alpi HaDibur, very good that he could listen. But how could Klal Yisrael listen to him? Klal Yisrael can't listen to him because he's... it's good for him, but not for them. And then the Gemara's teretz is Muchzuk Shaini. Now, since he was a Muchzuk, even the Jewish people should listen to him. So now we understand why the Bavli and the Yerushalmi were asking different kashas, because they were making different assumptions. The assumption of the Yerushalmi was that it wasn't, that it was his own psak, it wasn't Al Pi HaDibur. So the kasha was on him. How are you allowed even paskin for yourself? Others as well, but also for yourself. And Bechal, simple pshat in the psukim over there, if you look, is that he was only doing it himself, it wasn't the Jews. And the teretz is, it was Al Pi HaDibur. And the Bavli is saying, say it was Al Pi HaDibur, but how did the Jewish people then listen to him? We understand how he could listen himself, because if you receive a nevuah, then you have to listen. But how did the Jewish people listen to him? And the answer is, Muchzuk Shaini, he was a Muchzuk. So according to what we're saying, it's very beautiful, the Rambam and the Rashi. We saw the sheet of the Rambam and Rashi in one opinion in Tosfos, that it was Al Pi HaDibur. But why would they say that, since this whole teretz of Al Pi HaDibur is not mentioned in the Bavli? So the answer is that the Bavli doesn't argue with this. The Bavli agrees that it was Al Pi HaDibur, because the Bavli didn't ask about Eliyahu HaNavi himself, because Eliyahu HaNavi himself, we didn't have a problem, it was Al Pi HaDibur. And the whole kasha was on Am Yisrael. How are they somich on Eliyahu HaNavi? And the whole kasha was on Yitzchak Avinu. How is he listening to Avraham Avinu? And on that, the Bavli was mitaretz that he was a Navi Muchzuk. So the Bavli doesn't mention it because that's hanachas smuya. That's a hidden assumption of the Gemara that the Gemara doesn't mention, which is based on them just the Maskan of the Yerushalmi, and the Havamin of the Yerushalmi, we didn't know yet it was Al Pi HaDibur. And then the maskana of the Yerushalmi was that it was al pi adibur. And the Bavli assumes that it was al pi adibur, and then the Bavli says, okay, beseder, so it's al pi adibur. Danan just explains him, but the kasha is, and this is what the Gemara says, why were the Jewish people listening to him? Why was Yitzhak listening to Avraham Avinu? You're right, it was al pi adibur, but how can they trust him? And the teretz is muchzuk shayni. Beautiful. So Rashi and the Rambam are working very well with the Bavli as well. Now in the Yerushalmi, the kasha is from Eliyahu on Har HaKarmel, how they were somech on him to do shchutei chutz. So you see that the tmiya, the kasha is on the shchita and not on the hakrava. How are they shochet? In the Yerushalmi and Tainus and in Megillah, the kasha is on the hakrava. Rashi and Yavamis, Sadi Yamid Beis, says both. He mentions both the Shechita and the Halah, so it's interesting. That in the Gemara Sanhedrin, only the Shechita. The Yerushalmi, the Hakrava, the Halah, the actual sacrifice, not the Shechita. And Rashi says both. So based on what we said, we can answer as follows. That the Gemara Sanhedrin, which is talking about Horal Acherim, that he paskins for others, as we explained, and you require a Navi Muchzuk, so the Gemara didn't ask on the Halah, because that's what it says in the Pasuk. Vayikach Eliyahu vayinatecha sapar v'yasem al ha'itzim. So there the Halah was done by Eliyahu Anavi himself. So that's what the Pasukim say. But the Shechita, maybe, was not by Eliyahu. Maybe somebody else shechted. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin's understanding that is asking on the Shechita, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin is asking how he could paskin for others, and what the only time, the only psak for others was the actual Shechita. And according to that, even if he wasn't a Nabi Muchzuk, he was allowed to be Male, because he heard Al Pi Adibur. He heard Al Pi Adibur, so he could be Male the Karban. That wasn't a problem. What was bothering us? What was bothering us in the Bavli was on the Shechita. How is he passing for others to shecht and they listen to him? So in that, the Gemara answers, he was a Navi Muchzuk, Elof Tishmo, Gevaldik. So the Halah is an Akasha. The Halah, the Pasuk says, he did. And he did it, we said, Al Pi Adibur, no problema. Problem is, how did he passing for them to do the Shechita? The Pasuk doesn't say anything about the Shechita, maybe they did the Shechita. So Kamash Malan the Gemara, that you have to listen to him on that also, since he's a Navi Muchzuk. The Chiddush of the Gemara in Yavamas is that it has to be Lefisha, otherwise it doesn't work. So there Rashi explained that if it wasn't Lefisha, then there would be a problem with both the Shechita and the Halah. So even the Halah, which Eliyahu HaNavi heard b'nevuah, but it still has to be Lefisha, otherwise it doesn't work. Otherwise it's usher. Therefore Rashi explained both the Ha'alah and the Shechita. Because when it comes to Lefisha, that applies even if the Navi hears it himself. It doesn't matter whether it's for himself or others. And now we can also understand the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi's issue was with the Hakrava, with the Ha'alah. And the Bavli's issue was with the Shechita. Because the Bavli wasn't bothered by the Halah, Because the pasuk says Eliyahu HaNavi did it himself. And since Eliyahu HaNavi did it himself, what's the problem? He was told by Hashem to do it. But according to the Yerushalmi, that Eliyahu HaNavi was more midas atzmo, and he didn't hear mipi hadibur. So they were wondering about the hakrava. They say, how did it says in the pasuk? Look in the pasuk. Eliyahu HaNavi was makriv the karban. How did he do it? Shem didn't tell him. How's a Navi allowed to paskin on his own? So that's on that the Yerushalmi is mitareitz. No. It was b'seder that he did the halah, that he did that karbas hakarban, because Hashem told him to do it. But in the kasha we can ask on the halah that Eliyahu HaNavi did, because we're assuming he paskined it on his own, and that he had no right to paskin on his own. But the Bavli, which assumes that he was al pi adibur, doesn't have a problem with what he did on his own, just how he paskins for others. And who are the others? The shechita. Others did the shechita, not Eliyahu. So the question is, seder al pi adibur, he did the halal, everything is cool. But what about the shechita? How did the Jews listen to him do the shechita? And the teretz is muchzak shiny. It's also interesting, if you look at Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Lamed Vav, it says, Vahi ba'alos ha-mincha, v'igash Eliyahu ha-novi, v'yomar Hashem Elokei Avram, v'kidvaruch ha-sisi, it's called Vram Eile. So it's interesting, the whole Perek, it only says Eliyahu. It doesn't say Eliyahu ha-novi. Pitom here in the Pasuk says Eliyahu ha-novi. Maybe because this Pasuk is coming to emphasize that the hakrav of that carbon was al-pi ha-navur. Al-pi ha-dibur, like the Yerushalmi says. And like the Das of Rashi and the Rambam. So now the Sugya Mamish, it dances, it shines. Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'shmaya. We understand the Bavli, we understand the Yerushalmi. We understand the Machlokas Rishonim. So, Machlokas Rishonim, do you have to listen to a Navi if he says to be over on Divrei Torah, even if he doesn't say his Nevuah B'Shem Hashem? That's one opinion in Tosfos, that you have to listen to him even if he doesn't say his Nevuah B'Shem Hashem. However, Vayter in Tosfos, no, it's Dafka if it's B'Shem Hashem. The opinion of Rashi, that's the opinion of the Rambam, and we saw that works very well with the Maskan of the Yerushalmi, that's Dafka al-Pi Adibur, and it's only in the Kasha in the Yerushalmi asked, Ech Zeh Yachol Liyot, how could it be that he was Makriv B'Shas Isser Bamos, based on his own understanding, his own psak. Teretz is al pi adibur shiny. And then on that, the Babli is built. The Babli is asking on the Jewish people. Okay, b'seder, so it's al pi adibur, he could listen, but how do the Jewish people listen? And the Babli asked about the shechita, because they were asking about the other people, those other people who did the shechita, how did they listen? How are they sumich on him? And the teretz is muksuk shiny. And in the Yerushalmi, the kasha is in the halah. Because the original kasha was, how did he do it himself? How do you paskin yourself? And the answer was al pi adibur. And that's the emphasis of the pasuk, that when he brought the karban, it was al pi adibur. Eliyahu HaNavi. So Rav Warman Shlita, says that he said the Shtikel Torah over to his Rebbe, Hagoyna Adir, Moreno Arav, Eliezer Zilber, Eliezer Silver, famous Gadol in America, and the Ezes Hashem Yisbarach, as they say in the yeshivas, he chapped the grossly spilus. He was mishabeach this Torah very, very much, and I myself found it very gishmak and yakotin. So we should all be zochem et Hashem, lilmo du lelamed lishma velasis, for the time is called divrei salmo tarasa biahava, amen vi amen, shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.